Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Mangina. Thanks for having me.
Of course. What do you think so far this spring as the movies are coming out?
Yeah, well, it's kind of been an up and down year, really, since January, where the year started off slow. And then in March, it got a real lift. So it's been kind of an up and down movie season so far, but here's what we need to keep in mind, Mangino, is that next week, the Avengers Endgame movie opens. So it's going to be a game changer, and it's going to be one of those movies that's going to determine the direction of the box office in 2019. And as a result, in the weeks before this release, you get some films that are more targeted towards specific audiences and aren't really studios what they would predict to be their blockbuster or real dynamic movies at this time.
Is it a little early for a movie as big as The Avengers to come out? I mean, because it doesn't seem as though we're quite into that summer blockbuster season.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head, and you're right. But here's the thing with some of these Avengers films and some of these other blockbuster movies that just take over the box office is that they have confidence, and the studio has confidence that they could release this film at any time and dominate the box office. And we're talking about domination close to $1 billion that they're expecting to bring in for the end game. They can do that any time, any weekend they choose, and it just affects everybody else.
John Mowat, Mowat on Movies. Let's take a look at a couple of movies for this weekend. The Curse of La Llorona. John?
Yeah. Not my favorite. Larry and John know that this is not my favorite kind of movie. I'm not a big horror guy, because I get scared. You know? But what this movie is, and here's what you need to know about this one, and it's rated R, and it stars Linda Cardellini, and this is a James Wan movie, and it is considered part of what you would call the Conjuring universe. I don't know if you remember the movie The Conjuring, or even Insidious, and Annabelle, and The Nun, and some of these movies that James Wan is part of his realm, and this is part of that movie. So what this is in 1970s Los Angeles, there's a Mexican legend about this woman who is, she's matronly, and she's stalking kids, and she steals kids, and that's basically what this movie's about. So here's the thing to watch out for.
Okay.
If you don't like jump scares, which I don't, this movie has, I think, about 100 of them. So every time, you almost got numb to them, to be honest with you, but every time there's something around the corner. There's something coming up behind the character. It's one of those movies where every couple minutes you feel like you want to jump out of your seat. And this is full of them. And it has a lot of those James Wan characteristics and scary, and that's what it is. So there's a horror culture out there that loves these films, and they're going to be happy this week.
Did you watch it with all the lights on? Because I know you got a chance to watch it in a preview, not going to the theater for. So all the lights on, middle of the day?
Well, let's be honest, Mangino. Some of the movies that I previewed are sent to me at home.
Right, right.
So this is one of the movies where I actually watched on a computer. So I didn't have that full, I wasn't ensconced in the dark
theater. Right. But I wouldn't want to be in the dark theater either.
Thank you. But it's going to do well. It's going to do well this week. Probably beat Shazam.
Really? All right.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to take over the number one spot.
Let's move on. John Mowat, Mowat on Movies, and Breakthrough. Okay, now this sounds like a movie I'd go watch.
Yeah, now this is one of those movies that are faith-based, is what they call them in Hollywood. And you remember a couple years ago there was Miracles from Heaven.
Yes.
The movie did really well, and it was based on a true story. Well, this is based on a true story as well. So we have Breakthrough. It's rated PG. Stars Chrissy Metz. She's from This Is Us. We all know her from This Is Us. Topher Grace. So in my opinion, Mangino, when I watched this, and I got toward the end, I thought to myself, you know, this might be the first faith-based film with genuine crossover appeal. So in other words, is it a little bit preachy and you get all those things that you get in a faith-based film, but it's an actually really good, interesting film. And I don't know if it was the true story, which is genuinely inspiring, or the cast was excellent. The direction, you can tell, the direction and the editing, all that was really good, top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells the story just quickly of a young boy who's in high school. He's a great basketball player. He's adopted. He's a little cocky, a little full of himself. He kind of does everything his own way, gets trapped on a lake under the ice for 15 minutes. So one of the great things about this film is not only do they highlight what looks to be a miracle from God, but they also go into great depth to show what great work the humans do as the medical caregivers, as the rescuers, as all these people work together to bring this kid that was underwater for 15 minutes back to life,
mm-hmm.
and not only back to life, but without any brain damage at all. He's perfectly normal. So,
wow.
It's a truly inspiring story. It's a great movie to go with the family, and it's just one of those, and it's a great Easter weekend. Why not? It's a great weekend to do that.
All right, less than 60 seconds. What do you think about Penguins?
Penguins. I love Penguins. It's rated G. It's a Disney nature film. Now, the reason I bring that up is if you've seen the Disney nature films, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because we're talking about movies like African Cats, mm-hmm. Bears, Monkey yeah. Kingdom. So these are movies, again, targeted audience. They spent 700 days to get 70 minutes of film.
Wow.
It's incredible what they were able to do. It's Disney. It's great. It's about a character named Steve, who's a penguin, and all the things he has to go through to raise a family. It's an inspiring film, and it's going to do really well. And Disney doesn't worry about the weekend that they're releasing it on, because they know that they'll get it to other sales with digital marketing and cable TV, and they have lives of their own. So
right.
It's going to do really well. Enjoyable movie.
John Mowat, Mowat on Movies. Looking at the top grossers from last week, Dumbo came in at number 5. With $9 million. Pet Sematary with a little over $9 million as well. Hellboy, $12 million. Little at $15 million. And Shazam, number one at $24.5 million.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.